أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واذكر في الكتاب مريم إذ انتبذت من أهلها مكانا شرقيا فاتخذت من دونهم حجابا فأرسلنا إليها روحنا فتمثل لها بشرا سويا. قالت إني أعوذ بالرحمن منك إن كنت تقيا. قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا. قالت أنى يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا. قال كذلك قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا.
Respected listeners, today we will be discussing something which is of paramount importance. This is why I chose Surah Maryam for discussion, and that is nothing other than the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, the birth of Jesus. What has the Quran got to say regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? What beliefs does a Muslim supposed to hold regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and him being lifted to the skies? His miraculous birth, why did this birth take place, how was he born, etc., etc. So let us listen very attentively, we can clear all our doubts inshallah, and we can understand clearly what does Almighty Allah have to say regarding the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and regarding the personality and Isa alayhi salatu wasalam himself. Of course, whatever we will be discussing now is from Quran, in which there isn't a shadow of doubt. The mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam was a very pious woman. We know prior to the demise of Khadija radiallahu anha, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told her, "O Khadija, when you go to Jannah, when you leave this dunya, then convey my salam to two of my wives." So Khadija radiallahu anha was astonished, "O Nabi of Allah, I am your first wife. What is meant by conveying salam to your wives?" Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that Allah has promised my nikah, promised me to have the nikah of Maryam, to get married to Maryam, and the wife of Fir'aun, Asiya, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Maryam alayhi as-salatu was-salam was a very pious and a chosen servant of Almighty Allah. Almighty Allah has repeatedly boasted about the piety and the piety of Maryam alayhi as-salatu was-salam. وَمَرْيَمَ بْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا وَمَرْيَمَ بْنَةَ عِمْرَانَ الَّتِي Maryam, the daughter of Imran, الَّتِي أَحْصَنَتْ فَرْجَهَا. O you people who are going to accuse Maryam, the Quran is removing that, and the Quran is freeing her of all the false accusations that are being attributed towards her. Allati ahsanat farjaha, who guarded her private organs, who guarded her chastity, who protected herself from evil, from fornication, from zina and adultery. Muharraran fataqabbal minni innaka anta as-sami'ul 'alim. فلما وضعتها قالت رب إني وضعتها أنثى والله أعلم بما وضعت. The mother of Maryam عليه الصلاة والسلام had handed her daughter over to the khidmat of Almighty Allah. When she gave birth, she said, "Oh Allah, I thought if I had a son, I would have given him, but she is a girl. It is a girl, but I hand her over to your deen." And she was in the khidmat of the deen of Almighty Allah. فتقبلها ربها بقبول حسن وأنبتها نباتا حسنا. Almighty Allah accepted her, and Almighty Allah blessed her, and Allah made وَأَنْبَتَهَا نَبَاتٌ حَسَنًا. Almighty Allah made her tarbiyat, and as we will discuss in the birth of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how lucky and how fortunate was the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran explaining the sequence of the Quran and the reason of mentioning this incident of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately after the incident of Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam, both indicating a miraculous birth. We find that Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam was born, it was also a miracle. Now Almighty Allah is saying that, "Oh my servants, you might be astonished that how did Zakariya alayhi salatu wasalam come into this dunya. Listen to something that is more astonishing. Here he came into the world after the parents had passed the age, but it was parents. There was a father and there was a mother. Now I'm telling you of something that is more astonishing. What did he do, Allah?" Respected listeners, listen and see what your Lord has to tell you. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مَرْيَمْ إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا مَكَانًا شَرْقِيًّا. Relate in the book the story of Mary, the story of Maryam. إِذِ انْتَبَذَتْ مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. When she withdrew from her family, she went on the east place, on the eastern side of the house. What actually happened was, it was, according to some ulama, it was the first time she seen the blood of hairs. In other words, she went to take a ghusl, like any woman takes a ghusl after her changes, etc. According to one tafsir which I read in the Hasha of Jalalain, it was on the second instance and not the first instance. Wallahu a'lam bis-sawab. Anyway, this is how the Quran is explaining it. From deep, in complete detail, how everything transpires. Let us understand clearly that this is nothing but direct revelation from Allah, and this is nothing but the truth, and this is what the Quran has to say regarding Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. The mother of Isa alayhi salatu wassalam goes to take a normal ghusl. After she had completed the ghusl, فَاتَّخَذَتْ مِن دُونِهِمْ حِجَابًا. Of course, in those days there was no sophisticated showers. It was just a small little place in the house, bucket, water, etc. The simple old way of taking a shower. She had placed a veil, in other words, to make parda from the rest of the family members. She was taking her ghusl. Like a young girl making ibadat, time she went to take her ghusl. She was unaware of anything that is going to happen after this ghusl. She takes her ghusl. After she had completed her ghusl and she had worn her clothes. I'm clarifying this point because it is written in the Hashia of Jalalain, أَنَّ الْمَلَكْ لَا يَدْخُلْ عَلَىٰ إِمْرَأَةٍ مَكْشُوفَةِ الرَّأْسِ. That an angel will not come close to any woman who opens her hair in front of those people, that it is incorrect for her to display her beauty before them. Yes, if she displays her beauty before her husband, her children, etc., it is a different matter altogether. But those sisters that are going outside and showing the beauty to the entire dunya, exposing their hair, which is the beauty of a woman, her beauty lies in her hair, and she is exposing that hair to the entire dunya. Remember a very stern warning written in the Hashia of Jalalain, أَنَّ الْمَلَكْ يَدْخُلْ لَا يَدْخُلْ عَلَىٰ إِمْرَأَةٍ. An angel will not come close to such a woman. So, oh my sister, if the angel is not coming close to you, then naturally Rahmat is not coming close to you. And if Rahmat is not coming close to you, then your bond and your link and your ta'alluq with Allah is very weak, because the Rahmat of Allah is not coming. When the Rahmat of Allah is not going to come, then the devil is going to accelerate his efforts. And what's going to happen? The evil thoughts of the devil is going to continue coming into your mind, your heart, your thinking, your dreams, etc. This is how he's going to mislead you. Where did this all start from? Because we didn't make hifazat of our hair. May Allah give all the mothers and sisters the tawfiq of the true sense of parda, of making hijab. The actual hijab is, وَقَرْنَ فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ وَلَا تَبَرَّجْنَ تَبَرُّجَ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ الْأُولَى. That stay indoors. One brother of mine, a friend of mine, he told me a very nice thing. He says, Molana, I told my wife to make hijab. And I explained to her that I'm not telling you, Allah is telling you. This order of making hijab and covering yourself, and more so in our times and in our situation where we see the lustful looks, unfortunately, and those arrows coming from all sides, it is incumbent that a woman should cover herself head to toe. A woman in Urdu and Arabic is referred to as masturat. Masturat means that being that is covered head to toe. Your beauty is exclusively meant for your partner and for no one else. That is why the commentators have cleared this point, that she had taken her ghusl, she wore her clothes, she had covered her hair. She is now coming out of the ghusl khana. As she takes a turn and she is leaving, فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. We sent to her our angel. Which angel? This was Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, which Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاح. He has 600 wings. Generally, when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to come, he used to come in the form of insan, because no one could see and no one could bear his might and his power if anyone had to see him in the true sense of the word. That is why some of the commentators hold the view that when Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam went in Mi'raj, some are of the opinion that he seen Allah, and most of the commentators are of the very same opinion. And there is a group of people that hold this opinion, that he seen Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam in the true sense of the word. In other words, in his whole form. Generally, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam used to see Hazrat Jibreel, when he used to come with wahi, he used to take the form of Dihya Kalbi radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So on this occasion also, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came. فَأَرْسَلْنَا إِلَيْهَا رُوحَنَا
فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. Almighty Allah mentions Ruhana. What is meant by Ruhana? An angel from us. فَتَمَثَّلَ لَهَا بَشَرًا سَوِيًّا. He came in the appearance of a man. Naturally, if he had to come in the form of an angel, first time Maryam alayhi salatu was salam, a young girl, is seeing this angel, she would faint and she will collapse. Now, a woman who has guarded herself and protected herself and not misused her eyes for her to see a man in seclusion, wallah, is nothing less than mort and death. Ya Allah, oh my Lord, I don't need this. Is this a test on me? What is this man doing here? Again, a woman who fears her Lord, who has guarded her chastity, who has protected her izzat and her iffat. Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam walks out of the shower and she sees this young, handsome man dressed full in white. Ya Allah, what is this? قَالَتْ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِالرَّحْمَانِ مِنْكَ إِن كُنْتَ تَقِيَّا. Oh, whoever you are, for Allah's sake, O the servant of Allah, I seek refuge and I seek protection. Please leave here. What do you want? Move from here. Move from here. Why have you come here? O Allah, protect me. O Allah, save me. O Allah, guard me. In kunta taqiyya, if you fear Allah, I am pleading to you. Please move away. Please don't come here. Just like any woman. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that the rights of a woman to her husband, in nazara ilayha sarrathu. When he looks at her, then all his tension collapses. And not that when he comes home and he has no tension, and he looks at her and tension starts mounting. وَإِنْ أَمَرَهَا أَطَاعَتْهُ. When he commands her, then she is ready to serve him. إِنْ غَابَ عَنْهَا. When he leaves her, then she protects herself and she safeguards herself from evil, from vice, from fornication, and every such thing which her husband will disapprove of. And she sees to his children and his wealth. So, oh, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam addressing this person, of course she doesn't know who it is. Something great is going to happen. Something miraculous is going to transpire, which will be remembered till the day of Qiyamah. A birth of a great Nabi of Allah, the time is drawing closer. This was a test for Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam. She pleads to this person, for Allah's sake I am asking you, don't come near me, what do you want?
قال إنما أنا رسول ربك لأهب لك غلاما زكيا.
O Maryam, the protection of the Lord, the protection whose protection you are asking, that Lord whose protection you are seeking, I am the messenger of that very same Lord. So I am no one strange to you. You know your Lord and you have asked your Lord to protect you. O my Lord, O my Rabb, O my Khuda. Ay Allah, help me. Now I am the messenger from that very same Lord.
قال إنما أنا رسول ربك.
I am the messenger of thy Lord. Why?
لأهب لك غلاما زكيا.
To announce to thee the gift of a pure son. Subhanallah. The Quran has commenced in removing those evil doubts that are sitting in our mind. And that unfortunately many people have accused the mother and have accused Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. The Quran speaks about it, غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا, a pure son. He is not an illegitimate child and neither is he God. Don't use the extremes. Some went on the extreme by saying it is an illegitimate child. And some, because it was a miraculous birth, they went to the extremes by saying that he is God. Islam is now going to teach us moderation. Islam is now going to teach us darmiyana rawi, moderation and iqtisad. What does Islam say? غُلَامًا زَكِيًّا, a pure son. O Maryam, nothing to worry, nothing to bother. Allah has sent me. I am the chosen servant of Allah. I am the angel of Allah. No evil steps will be taken towards you. Allah has sent me to give you the glad tidings, the basharat of one child that is to be born to you. Of course, Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam was no ordinary person. Her mother made qurbani on her and her mother dedicated her to the deen of Allah, handed her over to the deen of Allah. So when the mother gave her this correct upbringing, وَالْأُمُّ مَدْرَسَةٌ إِذَا أَعْدَدْتَهَا. The poet says the mother is an Islamic institution. She's an institution. When you have prepared that mother, then you have prepared a nation. طيب الأعراق, what a solid foundation. So the mother of Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam gave her the correct upbringing and gave her the correct teaching. Now see how Almighty Allah opens the avenues. Just as Zakaria alayhi salatu wasalam, Yahya alayhi salatu wasalam was astonished. Oh my Lord, how are you going to bless me with this child? I have accepted the fact that you are going to give me this child, but what is the form by which you are going to give me this child? The first question Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam poses.
قالت أنا يكون لي غلام قالت أنا يكون لي غلام ولم يمسسني بشر ولم أك بغيا.
How shall I have a son? وَلَمْ يَمْسَسْنِي بَشَرٌ No man has placed his finger on my body. وَلَمْ أَكُ بَغِيًّا And I am free from zina and adultery and fornication. Oh my Lord, this is the general system via which insan comes into this dunya. My nikah has not been performed and I am free from zina. How am I going to be blessed with a child?
إِذْ قَالَتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ واصطفاك على نساء العالمين يا مريم اقنتي لربك واسجدي واركعي مع الراكعين.
When the malaika came to Maryam عليه الصلاة والسلام giving the glad tidings that a son is going to be born to you, so what does she say? Oh my Lord, how is this going to happen? I cannot fathom and I cannot comprehend. How will this child be born to me? Again Almighty Allah is teaching us His Qudrat, His Might, His Kamal, His Jamal, His Qudrat, His Azmat. We all want, respected listeners, we all have problems. How do we solve our problems? Allah teaches us, Yabna Adam, O my Banda, Anta Turidu wa Ana Ureed. One is your tamanna and one is my tamanna. Wala yakunu illa ma ureed. How? You know for yourself. Wama tashauna illa an yasha Allahu Rabbul Alameen. Only that happens which I desire. So now I am teaching you, if you want to solve your problems and you want to see to all your problems, فَإِن سَلَّمْتَنِي فِي مَا أُرِيدُ Do what I tell you to do, كَفَيْتُكَ فِي مَا تُرِيدُ Then I will become sufficient for all your problems and all your needs. One sahabi comes to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَلْ إِسْلَامُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ أَوْ نَبِي of Allah, what is Islam? Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, سَلِّمْ قَلْبَكَ لِلَّهِ Take your heart and give it to Allah, not to anyone of this dunya, not to any company, any business, anything, any profession. Give it to Allah. When you will give it to Allah, then Almighty Allah will see to your needs. So Almighty Allah, what does He tell Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam? قَالَ كَذَلِكَ Oh Maryam, you will remain parked from fornication and you will remain unmarried and I will provide. Allahu Akbar, something new. A miraculous birth, contrary to the normal procedure via which insan comes into this dunya. Allah is teaching us, this is the principle and this is the system via which insan comes, but I am not in need of this system. I provide via this way, but I can provide via other means as well. Oh my Banda, don't think that I am in need for the couple to come together, then only will you be blessed with a child. No, that is the general sunnah, that is the general practice, but don't think that your Lord is obligated and is indebted and is muhtaj of that. Your Lord is not muhtaj of anything. He can create when they have passed the age of children, like He just explained to us in the previous ruku. And now He's teaching, He can create without the father and just the mother, He can create and He can provide. And not only a son, Allahu Akbar, but what a son!
قال ربك هو علي هين ولنجعله آية للناس ورحمة منا وكان أمرا مقضيا.
And what does Almighty Allah say? Your Lord has decided it's going to happen. هو علي هين. And oh Maryam, this is the most easiest thing for your Lord to do.
ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة.
To create everyone and to give death to everyone and then once again to give life to everyone on the day of Qiyamah. Allah says, ما خلقكم ولا بعثكم إلا كنفس واحدة. It's like creating one person and giving death to one person. إنما أمره إذا أراد شيئا أن يقول له كن فيكون. What taqat Allah has, that the desire and only that amr must come about from Almighty Allah, and kun fayakun, it comes into existence. So Maryam, nothing to bother. Respected listeners, there was a time when Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam was in the well. Would someone ever think that the time is to dawn upon this very same young boy, that his brothers that are plotting against him, they will be prostrating before him. He will be sitting on the throne of Egypt. Today he hasn't got sufficient food, and he hasn't got shelter, and he is looking for place to sleep. A time is going to come that thousands will be prostrating before him. When Almighty Allah decides something, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has written something, and Allah passes the amr of kun for something, respected listeners, then who can stop Almighty Allah? Which power can stop Almighty Allah? وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِذُرِّن فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ. If some difficulty comes your way, then besides Allah, no one else can remove that difficulty. And if Allah intends some good for you, then no one can divert that good when Allah has written it for you. So Allah told Maryam alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالَ رَبُّكِ هُوَ عَلَيَّ هَيِّن. Your Lord has decided that this is something exceptionally easy. Now, why does Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala create Isa alayhi salatu wasalam in this unusual manner? Jesus, why does Allah create him in this unusual manner? Allah explains this. One answer has been given in the Quran. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. Not so that people start worshipping him, but that those that are not worshipping Allah start worshipping Allah by recognizing the power of Allah via this miraculous thing that is transpiring. Subhanallah. I am creating Jesus. What is the object of creating Isa in this manner? Not so that you make him Khuda, but so that you understand that his Khuda is very powerful, that his Lord created him without a father. So those that are denying, or those that have some doubt in the existence of Allah, I am creating something for your benefit, so that you can see my greatness, and you can see my might, and you can see how I create, and how I can provide without a father and without a husband. This is my might. This is what Almighty Allah is teaching us. And not so that we start worshipping him. If we are going to worship him, then we are defeating the object of his creation. وَلِنَجْعَلَهُ آيَةً لِلنَّاسِ. We are going to make it a sign unto man of our greatness. وَرَحْمَةً مِنَّا. And as mercy from us. وَكَانَ أَمْرًا نَقْضِيًّا. And O Maryam, you have no choice regarding the birth of Isa. This is something that has been decided by your Lord. And Isa and Jesus is to be born, and he is to be a Nabi of Allah. And via this, insan has to open his eyes and understand the greatness and the power and the might of Allah. Maryam alayhi salatu wassalam, astonished, a young girl, she heard this from Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wassalam. Almighty Allah is now opening the avenue, and Allah is now rewarding her for her piety, and Allah is now paving the way, and a great thing is going to happen. Likewise, we know at the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lot of things happen in this dunya prior to the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The fire that was never extinguished was extinguished prior to the birth of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Lots of things have been recorded in the books of history. Why something great was going to happen. Just like when we are driving on the road and the Prime Minister's vehicle is coming, or anyone of some importance, then the traffic is cleared out and there are traffic officers, and there is a great awareness and environment in the welcome of that particular person. Likewise, a great figure and a great personality has to come into this dunya. Allah informed the mother of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, nothing to worry, O Maryam, nothing to worry, O Mary. You are the chosen servant of Allah, and I'm going to bless you with the son, and you will remain free from fornication, and I'm going to bless you. How does it happen, and how does Allah bless her with the child? Let us wait and see, to keep our mouth watering, inshallah, to see the Qudrat of Allah and the might of Almighty Allah. And may Allah give us the tawfiq to understand this power of Allah, and to turn at all times through the oneness, through the Qudrat of Almighty Allah. And if perchance possible, in any way, whoever we can convey this message to, as far as our friends or our relatives, or whoever unfortunately for some reason or the other taken Isa alayhi salatu wasalam as God. Let us explain to them what is the belief of the Quran and what has Almighty Allah taught us regarding Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, that he is a chosen servant of Allah, and the birth of Isa was to recognize the Lord of Isa and not to make him Lord himself. وآخر الدعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين.